Hey, welcome to Test and Code. Thanks for listening. I am just wrapping up chapter 13 of the second edition of the Python Testing with PyTest book. So chapter 13 is about debugging test failures, and it goes over a lot of things. It goes over debug flags within PyTest. It goes over using debuggers and even combining PDB and tox together for debugging in individual tox environments. Pretty exciting. It's a new chapter for this edition. What I wanted to talk about today, though, was just a snippet of this, because one of the things I did within this chapter is pull together all of the PyTest flags that can be used for debugging, and I thought it'd be fun to just go through those. So we're going to do that today.
Welcome to Test and Code. If you've found value in this podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go over to pythontest.com and look either in the top menu bar or in the bottom footer? And there's a few links we're going to talk about. Contact is how you can get a hold of me. Newsletter is how I can get a hold of you. And support is how you can find links to things like my book, the PyTest book, PyTest courses, the community where you can ask questions, and that's about it, really. I'd really appreciate especially if you could sign up for the newsletter. I'm trying to collect emails of people that might be interested in similar topics.
Okay, let's go through some of these flags. These are great. So I've been using these for years, but I never really pulled them together into one list until I started working on this debugging test failures chapter for the second edition of the book. Again, to check out the book at, or information about the book is at pytestbook.com. First of all, there's a lot of flags that you can use to specify exactly which tests you want to run. You can use -m for markers and -k to use keywords. I'm not really going to talk about those much more here. Right now, I'm focusing on the flags that are specifically after a test has failed. So you've ran PyTest once, and there's some failures. So what do you do? Again, the entire chapter 13 is about what you do completely, but I'm just going to talk about the flags that I find useful. The combination of two flags that I like a lot is LF and X. So LF is the short version of last failed. So it's --last-failed. Actually, it's going to be a pain in the butt to talk about dashes all the time. So I'll just talk about the flags. So last failed will run just the tests that failed the last time. So if you run, if you've got five failures and you need to pass it again, run it again with -lf, it'll do just those last five. What if you run all of them but start with the failed ones? Well, then you can say ff or failed first. That runs all of the tests, but starts with the failed ones and then the rest of them. And then -x is a shortcut. It's also exit first. It's a shortcut for max fail equals one. So the idea is I want to stop after the first failure. And the combination of those two things, LF and X, I use all the time because I've got a test run with a failure. Maybe I want to use verbose or something to look at it again, but I really just want to start with the first failure and go from there. So -x -lf together will do that. It'll just run the last failed ones, but it'll stop after the first failure. That one's perfect to combine with other things. More recently, there were a couple new flags added since the last version of the book. For instance, stepwise and stepwise skip. So these are pretty cool. So these are almost like the LF and X combined. So what stepwise does is it just runs the whole suite, but it stops at the first test failure. And then if you run PyTest again with stepwise, it just runs that first failure. It just starts there, starts with that failure. And if that test passes, it continues to the next failure. So you can kind of debug your code and debug your test at the same time and just keep running PyTest stepwise, and it'll just run in subsequent runs. It'll just run that one test until it's green again, and then it goes to the next failure if there's any. And then there's stepwise skip, which is, okay, let's say you're doing this stepwise thing and you're stuck and you don't know how to fix this one, but you'd like to maybe do the next one. So skip says, skip the first one and then go to the next failure. So that's kind of cool to use those together. I skipped over a couple, max fail equals num, which is nice. If you've just got a ton of failures, but you just want to see the first few, you can set max fail equals like 3 or 4 or something just to see a few failures. Especially if your failures generate huge logs, it might be really nice just to have this on a lot anyway. Like maybe set to max fail to 10 or 5 or something, and to avoid a whole bunch of screenshots of all the failures, maybe. I don't know. It's useful if it's there. Like I said, I usually just use max fail equals 1 when I'm debugging just to find the first one, and a shortcut to that is dash X or just stop on the first failure. A couple other ones that aren't really just for debugging, but I use them for this. Dash V for verbose. It displays all the test names, passing and failing. It's kind of fun if you're feeling like the dots aren't giving you enough of positive feedback about all your past tests. Dash verbose will help with that. It's neat. But then also you can add extra ones. So you can do dash VV or a couple of Vs. It's extra verbose and you can have more information in your tracebacks. And speaking of tracebacks, the traceback flag, there is a flag for that to have the traceback style. And, you know, just to be honest, often when I'm first running a bunch of tests, I will turn off tracebacks because I don't want to see them right now. So I do that with TB equals no, and it shuts off tracebacks. And then when I do want to look at the first failure, I can turn tracebacks back on and just do the last failed. So often I'll start with traceback equals no. But there's a bunch of other options too. There's auto, which is just a kind of a medium length thing of traceback. There's long for the full traceback. You can have short for just like a few lines around the failure. There's a single line. You can say traceback equals line. And then native, which, you know, to be honest, I'm not sure what that does. It's just whatever the traceback thing is on your machine or with Python. But I don't use it. Another handy one is L or show locals. And I wish I actually did this more because it's very useful. Sometimes I forget about it. But it does the traceback and shows the local variables alongside the stack trace. So you've got your stack trace and it'll also show you your stack trace might include the local variable listed there, but not the values. Dash L shows you what the values of all the local variables in the function that had the assert. So that's super handy. It also encourages people to, including me, to have more local variables of intermediate stages so that I can use this when I'm debugging. Now, specifically around debuggers, I'm not going to go through this. This would be hard to do in a podcast anyway, but there is a few flags around using PDB as the debugger. So PDB is a command line debugger built into Python. It's actually kind of fun to use. I was reluctant to try it at first because I like IDEs, but there's times where this is really handy. And so just trying a little bit is good. I do have a full description of how to use, or not a full description, but an introduction to PDB within the chapter 13. But I'll just list these flags. So dash dash PDB, what that does is, as soon as there's an assert, or right after the assert, it launches PDB. It is an interactive debugging session. I don't find this incredibly useful because it's after the assert. I probably want to step through the test function before the assert. So there's another one called dash dash trace, and what trace does is it starts the debugger. It's as if there's a breakpoint at the start of every single test, which is cool, but that's not the failure. It's just every single test. So if you combine that again, if I combine the LF for the last failed with dash dash trace, then I get exactly what I want. I start the debugger at the beginning of the test that failed, the first test that failed. That's perfect. So I use this a lot. This is great. Again, also PDB isn't for everybody. And for instance, you can use a flag called PDB CLS for a PDB class, where you can pass in a particular class object that gets called instead of the PDB debugger. This is rather complicated, but the documentation on pytest.org specifically tells you how to use the IPython terminal debugger. And that's kind of fun to use that instead of PDB. But anyway, so those are the flags. Run through those again. At last failed, failed first, exit first, max fail. Oh, I forgot new first. So new first is kind of neat. It just runs all the tests in the order of file modification time. So while you're writing tests, you kind of probably want to run the tests that you just wrote recently first. And so ordering them in that order is kind of neat. Okay, then there's stepwise. This is stepwise skip. We've got verbose and traceback options, show locals, and then various ways to start PDB with dash dash PDB or dash dash trace, and then also PDB class to have an alternate debugger. So those are the flags that I wanted to talk about today. My favorite combination probably is with TB equals no at first, and to turn off tracebacks. Then when I'm debugging the failures, I do last failed and dash X and dash L if I can remember it for show locals. And that will just run the first failure and that's it, and stop after that and show the locals. That's great. And if I combine that with trace for the debugger, I can pop into the debugger. So those are the flags I wanted to talk about. Let me know if I missed one or if there's other ways that you really like to debug test failures. I'd love to hear about that. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Test and Code. Let's keep in touch. Head over to pythontest.com/contact to reach out to me, or /newsletter so that I can reach you, or /support if you'd like to, you know, get a course or something. That's all for now. Now go out and test something.